From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump continuing his five-nation tour of the Middle East and Europe today when he travels from Saudi Arabia to Israel. Mr. Trump has said he wants to aggressively pursue peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. VOA asked Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College if President Trump can reach that goal.
No matter what the different leaders say to him or try to sweet-talk him, or however much he may in fact personally be committed to this deal, President Trump has already seen that governing a country and playing the role of world statesman is quite different than making deals in the business world, and I don't think he really yet appreciates just how difficult peacemaking between Israel and the Palestinians will be.
Mr. Trump comes to Israel from a visit to Saudi Arabia, where he signed a multi-billion-dollar agreement to bolster Riyadh's military capabilities. While there, he spoke to a gathering of dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders and called for their unity in the fight against terrorism. Also making news, the United Nations Security Council plans to have an emergency meeting. They'll do that tomorrow in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. North Korea's conducted missile test at an unprecedented pace. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reacted to Sunday's launch.
We're early in the stages of applying the economic pressure as well as the diplomatic pressure to the regime in North Korea. Hopefully, they will get the message that the pathway of continuing their nuclear arms program is not a pathway to security or certainly prosperity.
Pyongyang launched a missile in a high-altitude ballistic path a week ago that indicated it might be capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. This is VOA News.